Track 2.80. Read and listen to the texts. What is cyberbullying?
Common problems at school.
Everyone has a different set of concerns when it comes to school. There's a lot of pressure to perform well and to make friends at school. There are always going to be things that you are worried about. It can sometimes feel quite overwhelming. The key is to recognize when something is not right and to seek help immediately. Some school problems may include
exam stress.
It's normal to feel a bit nervous when it comes to exams. Being under pressure from family and school can cause you to feel depressed or anxious. It can also affect your eating, sleeping, or even studying habits. If you are worried about how this is affecting you, there are some simple steps that you can take to avoid exam stress. One of the most important factors that you should consider while studying is setting realistic goals. Doing this will help you avoid getting stressed out. Your brain cannot concentrate for hours at a time. It's a good idea to take a break between 40-minute sessions to recharge and do something that you enjoy doing. Studying without a break makes you feel exhausted. Don't compare yourself with others. Just focus on yourself. Comparing yourself with others is quite stressful because you tend to think that others are doing better than you. It's a good idea to study with your peers. Some recent research has shown that revising with peers is an effective way to study. You can improve your study skills or drop unfavorable study methods by observing your peers.
Bullying.
You're being bullied if someone at school physically or verbally abuses you. It's one of the main problems all around the world. Bullying can be in many forms, including physical, verbal, or psychological. Cyberbullying is also a common issue that children face online. It can happen in various forms, such as text messages and emails. These types of exchanges can be very harmful and can lead to harmful consequences. Here are a few tips to deal with bullies. Talk to your teachers and parents about it. They can help you stop bullying. Sometimes it only takes a teacher's intervention to stop a bully. If you can't talk to your teacher, a friend can help. Having a conversation with someone can help you feel better. If the bullying persists, tell your parents or teacher again and again until you find a solution. Don't put up with it. Stand tall and try to keep your composure. Being able to do this can help stop a bully from approaching you, but it's not a good idea to hit or push back. Bullies usually expect to see these behaviors to feel satisfied.
Overwhelming workload.
Getting through high school can be very stressful. There are endless tasks to complete, long reading passages to read, and important exams to take. It's quite normal if you have difficulty in keeping up with all of them. However, it is not impossible to overcome all this workload. Having an inventive mind can help you get through these tasks and get more done. Here are some tips to deal with overwhelming workload at school. It's a good idea to schedule your study time in advance so that you can complete your homework and studies before deadline. Try to avoid using social networking sites, cell phones, or computers while doing your homework. Eliminating distractions will allow you to focus on your task more efficiently. Take notes in your book so that you can refer back to them later. However, avoid taking long notes. Instead, make them brief to save yourself some time. You can also use a highlighter. It can be overwhelming to have a big task and to be assigned to complete it in a short time. However, by breaking it down into small chunks, you can easily complete it and get more done.
Feeling left out.
Meeting other students and making friends, especially